Proclamation number 6270 of 30th of May, 1955. Outpouring of the Spirit. And no matter how you want, think and act, it is determined by my Spirit within you as soon as you hand yourselves over to its guidance, as soon as you completely hand yourselves over to me, that I shall protect and guide you. Only your devotion to me is necessary in order to now also be completely grasped by me, in order to now be able to work in you through my Spirit. You are now no longer left to your own devices. You can walk your earthly path without worry. It will lead to the right aim, because I will now supervise all your steps through my Spirit and always guide them correctly if you yourselves are in danger of straying from the right path. I myself am present to you as soon as my Spirit can work in you. But you must allow this of your own free will. But as long as you humans lack the connection with me, as long as you let the spiritual spark in you slumber completely inactive, you still isolate yourselves from me, and what you now do, what you think and want, is still determined by my adversary, for he constantly influences you because he is entitled to do so as long as you still belong to him in terms of will. Then I cannot exert my influence and your fate is endangered. For without me nothing good is in store for you but certain ruin, i.e., apostasy into the abyss, into my adversary's kingdom. As long as you live as a human being on this earth, you give little thought to your fate after your physical death. Yet you will not escape this fate, which can be dreadful but also exceedingly beautiful. Why don't you hand yourselves over to your God and Father from eternity in fullest trust that he will then guide you right, that he will prepare for you the bliss he has promised you? Because you have no faith, and because this is already my adversary's work on you, that he seeks to suppress faith in me. But I gave you the intellect, I gave you the ability to think. And by virtue of this ability you can affirm me, by virtue of intellect you can recognize a power which called everything into being that surrounds you and to which you also owe your being. Make this power your own and you will no longer bear any responsibility for your earthly life, for this power will now do everything to safely guide you to the aim. Because you have returned to me with your devotion, from whom you once voluntarily separated, surrender yourselves to me, and from that moment on you will walk under my guidance. Your will, thoughts and actions will correspond to my will, because I myself can influence you through my Spirit. Do you now know what the outpouring of my Spirit upon you means? It can indeed take place in different strengths, depending on your love for me and your neighbor, but you can always feel seized by me. You can always become aware of the voice of my Spirit within you if only your desire is directed towards me, if only you want me to take possession of you, if you therefore pray to me as your own. Then I will guide you wherever you walk. Then you will go through earthly life without danger, then you will safely reach the aim. Then you follow me and will never leave me forever. For then you will be filled with my Spirit, you will have become my own again, as you were in the beginning. Amen.